Hi, welcome to Real Talk for Real People with Coach Rodney Young. Real Talk is sponsored by Roman Grace Apparel. Before you shop any place, make sure it's Roman Grace. Now, are you ready for Real Talk? Here's your host, Coach Rodney Young.
Hey guys, welcome to Real Talk for Real People. I'm so glad you're able to join me today. And this is my first broadcast on Anchor, and I'm so excited to be able to share information with you, to be able to just talk with you about everyday subjects, everyday things, keeping it real. But let me start with who I am. I am Coach Young. I have coached various sports for over 25 years. I have been a pastor for over 20 years. I am a certified life skills coach. I am a certified coach in peer mediation and conflict resolution. I am an entrepreneur. I am the owner of Grind Time Fitness Consultants, and just an all-around nice guy. I just want to be able to help you become the best you possible. And so I came to this venue on Anchor to bring real talk for real people. One of my disclaimers is this: if you don't want to know the truth, then don't ask me the question. As we go on this journey together, I will have various guests, various people talking about various different subjects. But today, I want to touch on a subject that is near and dear to my heart. I want to talk to you about how to come into the new year. By the way, Happy New Year to all of you. I hope your year 2020 will be prosperous. I hope 2020 in your life will see vision and be able to achieve the goals that you want to achieve. But I want to talk about how to get to those goals. But before I do that, let me let you know how to get in touch with me. I'm at CoachYoung34 on Facebook. You can also reach my website at rodneyyoung.org.wordpress.com. And my Instagram is coachyoung.34. I'm also sponsored by Roman Grace Apparel. Roman Grace Apparel is a clothing apparel shop that was started by Treva Taylor Young and Brittany Young. And it is a fabulous, fabulous product. So if you have an opportunity, you can go on Facebook and just type in Roman Grace Apparel. And what I say is this: don't shop any place unless it's Roman Grace. All right. So as I was saying, I've been coaching for 25 plus years. I have been mentoring for 20 plus years. And so I want to be able to assist you and help you become the best you possible. And how we're going to do that today is we're going to talk about how to win the new year. Let me say that again. How to win the new year. One of my things is this: I don't do New Year's resolutions. Because resolutions to me is something that will cause you to stumble and trip and fall. What I do is either revelations or declarations. Now, a revelation is something that comes by God, that God gives you. A declaration is something that you make over your life. And so what I'll give you an example. I declare and decree great health and wellness in my life in 2020. I declare and decree prosperity in my life in 2020. In Jesus' name. I always say in Jesus' name because it means it is done. So let's talk about a little bit how we can win in the new year. For me, winning in the new year is you have to have a mindset. You have to have a mindset of being able to conquer each day. Being able to conquer each day, which means you have to have a routine when you get up. I'm going to ask you, do you pray when you get up? Do you say good morning to our Lord and Savior, to our Creator, when you get up? Do you say hi, God? Okay. If not, then start first with that. Get up and have an attitude of gratitude. Be able to say hello to the one and only that created you. Okay. And then you go through your normal routine, but you also have to have a mindset of positivity as you go through your day. So many times, ladies and gentlemen, people will come at you and give you so many negative things that will try to distract you, deter you, dismay you, you know, and derail you. But what we have to do, and I say we, team, because me being a coach, we're a team. We're doing this together. I'm going to coach you to be the best you possible. I'm going to keep saying that to you. But to be the best person possible, you have to be able to deal with negative situations and turn those negatives into a positive. Now, I know a lot of times we ask each other, well, how can I turn a negative into a positive? Well, a lot of times when people come at you with negative talk, negative vibes, negative energy, then you have to be able to take two steps back and say, how can I make this negative situation a better situation? It all starts with your mentality. It all starts with how you think about what the negativity has been given to you. How do you transform that? Okay. Do you have a glass half full thinking, or do you have a glass half empty thinking? That's where we have to start. And so one of the things that I want to talk about is the plan for 2020. Okay. What is your plan for 2020? When I look at 2020, you know, and I'm sure people are going to play this over and over and over again, and people are going to use this analogy, but it's a natural analogy. When you look at 2020, the first thing I think about is vision. And, you know, when you go to the doctor or the ophthalmologist, you say 2020. Yet, you know, they're basing your vision on whether you're 20/20. Some folks have are right eye or left eye dominant. Some folks are don't have the type of vision that they need to have. So it's less than 20/20. But 20/20 is the standard. So I want to ask you today, is 20/20 your vision? What is your vision for 2020? Do you have a vision? Do you have a purpose for 2020? Is it clear? Is it concise? Is it forthright? If you don't, then write your vision down. The Bible says, write your vision and make it plain. One thing I want you to understand about Coach Young is I will refer to the Bible because that's how I live my life. Like I said, being a coach, a lot of times I have to refer back to the word that keeps me strong and keeps me focused on the things that I need to be focused on. So you'll hear me occasionally as we go up and down the road together, as we join each other together, you'll hear me start to talk about the word of God, because that's where I stand. And so I don't waver on that. But is your vision clear? Do you have a concise idea of what your vision is? Now, let me tell you from this aspect. When you cast vision, you will hear clearly what your vision is. And I'm going to get into, I call it my top 10. I always have a top 10 because I want to leave you with something. But one of the things is when your vision is cast is being able to pursue your vision with passion. Okay? Pursuing your vision with passion. When you pursue your vision with passion, there is nothing, no one, or anything that can stand in your way from achieving the goals that you want to have. So many times, whether it was 2019, 2018, or so on and so forth, we try to cast vision, but we have things that derail us, whether it's health, health and wellness, whether it's what I call a time stealer, and I'll talk about a time stealer later on down the line. Or whether it's just someone that will try to distract you, or something that tries to distract you from implementing your vision. One of the things that I have decided in 2020 is the vision that has been cast from me. I'm going to take the time to pursue that vision with passion. I'm going to pursue the vision that I've been given with a purpose. And I'm not going to allow situations or circumstances to derail me or distract me from the purpose and the vision that I have in 2020. And what I'm saying to you, team, is that your mindset should be in casting your vision, how will I achieve that vision? If that vision is to have a better home, what are the steps for you to achieve that vision? If the vision is for you to be financially stable, how are you going to achieve that vision? Who's going to help you achieve that vision? Is your vision attainable? Because sometimes we will cast vision that's unattainable, and then we become discouraged with the chase of the vision because we actually see that there's a possibility of us not achieving it. So what I'm saying, what Coach is saying is cast your vision, and the vision that you cast should be attainable and achievable, okay? If you want to lose weight, that's fine. How do you put the steps in order for you to be able to achieve that goal? Do you achieve your goal in increments? See, so many times we want it all at once. We want it like Burger King. We want to have it our way. But to achieve a vision, it's going to be incremental. If I'm using that word correctly, man, and if not, then it's going to be a new word. But it's got to be in increments. So that means there's a step one. Well, let me lose the first 5 pounds. And then step two, let me lose another 5 pounds. And then step three, let me lose another 5 pounds. Well, you've turned around and you just lost 15 pounds in 5 pound increments. You're achieving your goal, but you're doing it step by step. I hope y'all are understanding that your goals are achievable. Your purpose and your vision is achievable. But you've got to be able to see what it is. Put it down on paper. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. Write it upon tablets. It means put it down so that you can see what it is that you want to achieve and be able to put the steps in place to achieve them. So as we continue to talk about vision, as we continue to talk about how to win the new year, there are three modes that we're going to talk about, not today, but we're going to get into it as we continue this journey. Because as people come and join, this is a journey. Everything that I'm telling you is something that I'm going to implement into my own life. So I'm never going to give you something that I cannot implement in my own life. That's just not how Coach Young works. Coach Young wants to make people be, again, the best person that they can possibly be. Well, that starts with me. I am my own accountability, and I want to hold you accountable, okay? So that's why I gave you all of my social media. Once again, it's CoachYoung.34 Facebook. Then you have RodneyYoung.org. .wordpress.com. That's my website. And you can also hit me on Instagram at coachyoung.34. Okay. So let's get into this. Let's talk about the top 10 things that you can do to win the new year. Okay. Number one, cleanse the thought of failure out of your mind. When you cleanse the thought of failure out of your mind, and just know that failure can happen, but in your mind, it's not an option, then success will begin to come into your life. Analyze the failure, but don't embrace it. See, your greatest successes in life are going to be due to your failures. Why? Because when you fail at something, you're going to learn what happened within that failure not to be able to do again. The problem that we have, team, is that we focus on the failure and we embrace the failure. Okay? I'm not saying you can't acknowledge the failure. Yes, I failed. I did not achieve my goal. But what am I going to do to be able to turn around and achieve that goal eventually? I can't sit there and play a pity party and put my chin in my chest and worry about the fact that I failed. I have to concern myself is how can I turn a failure into victory? So analyze the failure, but don't embrace it, team. All right? Number two, create a positive atmosphere. Positive people create a positive atmosphere, which creates positive results. Positive people creates a positive atmosphere, and it gets you positive results. You cannot hang around a person who is always negative, who when you say good morning, they'll say, why is the morning good? Or when you say, hey, it's a nice day, what's so nice about it? These are people, and Coach Young, let me put a disclaimer up. Coach Young will never tell you to dismiss people. You don't dismiss people. You don't throw people away. Okay. The Bible says whom he loves, he chastens, which means he corrects, he turns, he changes. He gives them words of wisdom. So sometimes you'll meet a person that just might not be their team, and you can't just walk away from them. Sometimes you have to separate yourself for a moment to get your mind clear, but you never dismiss them. Okay. Because you always move in love no matter what you do. But create a positive atmosphere. Okay. Don't bring around people who are going to constantly be negative to you or look at the negativity in your life. Once again, like I said, number one, you're going to have failures. Okay. But have a positive mindset in coming out of that failures. Okay. A positive mindset will change a negative situation immediately, as long as you think that way. But if you have a person in your life that's constantly negative, number one, this is a sidebar. You need to tell them that they're too negative for you. Honestly, you need to tell them that they're too negative for you, because the negativity, it breeds negativity. Just like positivity breeds positivity. So create a positive atmosphere around you. Whether it's music or your something that you like to do, a hobby, create a positive atmosphere around yourself, because when you create a positive atmosphere around yourself, people change around you. Okay? Number three, before making any moves, write it down and weigh the pros and cons. Now, what Coach is saying by weighing the pros and cons, number one, write it down. Let me not miss that. Okay. Like I said, the Bible says, you know, write the vision down, make it plain, write it upon tablets. Writing is because we're just a visual people, team. We're visual. You're visual and I'm visual. A lot of times in goal setting, you have to write that vision down. You've got to be able to see it. That way you can continue to check in on it. Okay. And so when you do that, you know, you need to look at the pros and cons of what it is. Not saying that the negative side of it is going to cause you to stop doing what you're doing, but you need to know that there is something that could possibly distract you, derail you, or deter you, okay? Be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. You've got to know what possible obstacles may come to stop this vision and stop your flow. Okay, but write it down so that you can see it constantly. Just recently, in this new year, my family, we put together what's called a vision board. And so we broke it up into various categories, and we wanted to write our vision for whether it's our business, whether it's our family, whether it's our faith, whether it's our health. We wanted to write a vision board. And each member of my family, me, my wife, my daughter, and both my sons, we wrote visions. And we put it on the board for 2020 because we want to make sure that our vision is clear. Okay? And so in that vision board, we're going to go back each month and we're going to see how or what we have accomplished in terms of casting our vision. Okay. So that's what I'm suggesting for you, team, is put your vision on a board, write a vision board. It doesn't take long, and write attainable visions. okay? And break it up into categories, whether, like I said, whether it's a business, whether it's personal, whether it's health related, whether it's financial, whatever it may be, go ahead and break it up. Write the vision, make it plain, write it upon tablets. Write it, team. Just write it. Okay? Number four, know your passion and attack it. I could sit here for hours and talk about passion, okay? But let's just touch this a little bit. Whatever it is that you're passionate with, you've got to attack it with a zest and a fervor like no other. You have to be able, once you've cast that vision, to be able to pursue that vision with a passionate purpose for it to come to fruition. The way that you do it is you don't allow things or people to distract you. Now, having said that, I've been in the ministry for over 20 years and I've been assisting in ministry for that long. And a lot of times you can get caught up trying to help someone else with their own vision. It's not saying that something is wrong with that, but if God has given you a vision, don't put your vision on hold for anyone else's. You can assist. It's nothing wrong with assisting in the vision. You can do that. But if you start putting your visions on hold, then you're doing nothing but delaying your purpose. I'm not saying that your purpose won't come to fruition, but I'm saying is because you are chasing someone else's passion and dream, you're putting your own on hold. There has to be a healthy balance, okay? And even Coach Young, even in 20 years, I've had to learn and I'm still learning how to have a healthy balance. So when you pursue your passion, when you attack your passion and you're helping someone else maybe with theirs, be able to have a healthy balance. And maybe sometime later on, we'll talk about how to work that healthy balance, okay? But you must attack your passion. Attack it. Don't let it sit there, okay? Because it'll come to fruition. It'll come to pass. But if you sit it and wait on it, it's going to take more time for it to happen, okay? I hope you guys are getting something today, man. I'm so fired up. I'm so glad that I am here. I'm so glad that you guys are tuning in. You have not tuned in by happenstance. There is a reason that we're here for the real talk. All right. So number five, it says, be able to tell people no. So many times we have a problem in letting people know that we can't do this right now because everybody wants to be a people pleaser. Everybody wants to be that person of integrity. And so you don't know how to say no. If you don't learn how to say no, it's going to be hard for you to cast your vision. It's going to be hard for you to pursue your purpose with a passion because you can't tell someone no. Okay? Use discernment when you do it. And even when you say no to someone, say it in love. Don't just walk up to somebody and say, no, I ain't doing that. You can't make me do that. No. Say, you know what? At this time, it's not my season. I'm going to have to decline because I have some other things to do. Okay? That doesn't mean that next time you won't be able to help them. Okay? That means that at that given time, your priorities are different. Okay? It's okay to have different priorities, team. It's okay to have different priorities. It's okay to say no and not worry about any consequences or repercussions. It's okay. It's okay. All right? Especially when you're trying to pursue your purpose, your passion, and your vision. Okay? Are there going to be stumbling blocks when you do this? Yes, absolutely. But if you follow this mold, you're not going to stumble so much. All right. Number six. Become thick-skinned. And what I mean by thick-skinned is when you're dealing with people who are negative, like I said, I'm not telling you to dismiss them, but I'm letting you know they're going to say things that are negative to you. Family is going to say things that are negative to you. Family's not going to always encourage you. You just have to know that, okay? You have to know that you have to sometimes find encouragement in yourself. Or even look at Coach Young. Okay? You have to find encouragement. You have to find encouragement with inside yourself, or find someone that's going to continue to encourage you. My biggest cheerleader, my biggest encourager is my wife, Treva. I love her as the day is long, because she will not allow me to put my chin in my chest. She will not allow me to play a pity party. So many times we get so discouraged by what people say that it stops our momentum from achieving the goals that we need to achieve. Team, sometimes you got to think like a train. When a train is moving and there's an obstacle in front of that train, either two things are going to happen. Either that train is going to stop, or that train is going to run right through it. And 99% of the time, that train will run right through whatever that obstacle is. Sometimes you just got to be a train. You have to train your mind to say, I'm better than what you think I am. Okay? It's okay to rebuke somebody. It's all right. It's all right. Because your mindset is of achieving your goal by any means necessary. That's what you're going to do. But you got to be thick-skinned sometimes. You got to look past that, okay? Number 7, don't say why me, say why not me. What do I mean? Sometimes when we have negative things that happen, or we have trials and tribulations that take place in our lives, we have a term, and let me get my words right. Y'all forgive me, because I'm thinking real fast. You have to, sometimes when something comes up, you say to yourself, why me? Why is it that this is happening to me? And I used to say that a long time ago, team. You know, certain things will happen to me. At one point in time, I had type 2 diabetes, and I was really unhealthy. I weighed about 345 pounds. And I was on the road to death. I had a doctor tell me that I would be dead by the time I was 45. Just to give y'all an update, I'm 46 years old. So the devil is a liar. But I allowed the negativity to take over me. And I used to say, why me? And I heard clearly the Lord tell me, why not you? You're more capable of handling whatever circumstance you have right now better than anyone else. You're able to handle every trial or tribulation better than anyone else. I'm saying this to you, team, for everyone in the sound of my voice. You're capable of handling whatever trial or tribulation will come into your life. Don't say why me, say why not me. Why you should bring it to me, because I'm able to handle it. I have 3 letters, and it's PMA. It's a positive mental attitude. Have a positive mental attitude with every trial and tribulation that may come upon you. Now, the Bible also says where there are a multitude of counselors, there's safety. So that means find someone to help you get through this. The worst thing that you could do sometimes is put yourself in a corner and stay by yourself. That's what the adversary, the enemy does, and that's not how we're going to win in the game of life. We have to shame the enemy, and we have to speak those things that be not as though they already are. So you have to be able to speak a positive mental mindset or attitude in the situation that may come into you. If the doctor gives you a bad report, you say, you know what? I am not this. I don't accept this. And I'm going to get past this. If you're dealing with a physical ailment, then analyze it. Understand that there is always a way to achieve the things that you want to achieve. I just believe that, team. I believe that as a unit, as a team, we can go out and we can do all things through our Lord and Savior, who strengthens us, who gives us the strength to be able to push on. I'm speaking that into your life right now, team. PMA, positive mental attitude. CPEE, constant persistence, energy, and enthusiasm. I don't know why I'm saying this right now, but somebody gonna get touched by this today. Constant persistence, energy, and enthusiasm. When you set your vision, when you set your goal, when you put your purpose on paper, you have to be constantly persistent. You have to have energy and enthusiasm. If you have constant persistence, energy, and enthusiasm, you can achieve and will achieve all things. Constantly persistence means you don't take no for an answer. You're going to find a way to get to where you need to get to. Energy and enthusiasm. Energy and enthusiasm, team, is infectious. It is an infectious quality that all of us should have. I know you're going through a difficult state in your life. I know that's probably what people are saying. Coach, I'm going through a difficult time in my life. I know you are, but you got to stay constantly persistent. You have to have energy and enthusiasm, even in the midst of your struggle. Because if you have CPEE in the midst of your struggle, then your struggle won't last as long. I tell folks when they go through things, I say rejoice in the fact that you're going through, because if you're going through it, it means you're going to come out of it. So there needs to be an enthusiasm and the fact that you're going to come out of whatever situation or circumstance you're in. Team, let me tell you something. I've been broke, busted, and disgusted. I've been homeless where I didn't have a place to lay my head. I've been there. I've been where I walk into a store and I take my debit card and I'm wondering if there's any money on there. But I'm speaking it into existence in 2020. We will not live in a mode of poverty. You are better than that. You are a lender and not a borrower. You are a conqueror. And I want you to understand that. That's coming from Coach Young. And I'm not saying it to say it. I'm saying it because I mean it. Constant persistence, energy, enthusiasm, and have a positive mental attitude. Okay? Number 8. Wow. Attack every situation with love, power, and wisdom. Attack every situation with love, power, and wisdom. Okay? Every situation you go through, you have to move in love. I know sometimes it can be hard. I'm not saying that you're going to be perfect in this, because there's only one perfect being. We're going to slip, trip, and fall, team. We're going to slip, trip, and fall. But you want to be able to have those three things in your arsenal. Move in situations with love, power, and wisdom. You move in love like we should. You move in power because you don't want people to think you soft in this thing, because you're not. You're stronger than what people think you are. And you move in wisdom to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. That means sometimes you just got to keep your mouth shut. You can't say anything you want when you want. Sometimes you have to use wisdom. You understand? All right. Here's a quote that I have. And it says, life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. Let me say that again. Life doesn't happen to you. Life happens for you. All right. Number 9, stick to the plan. Focus on the goal. Stick to the plan that you have on paper. When you write that down and you've made a declaration or you've gotten a revelation from God over it, then you stick to the plan. A failure to plan is a plan that fails. You have to have a plan in your life. I've learned that from many wise people. You have to have a plan in your life. But what those wise people didn't tell me is that once you have a plan, you got to be able to stick to that plan. Once you've cast your vision, once you wrote your vision and made it plain and you wrote it on tablets and you see your vision getting ready to pass, you have to stick to that vision. Because man, there are forces that will come out there and try to get you to change your vision, try to get you to change your mind. Okay. One thing you must understand is that when you cast vision and you have people around you, those people around you are to help you get to your vision. Those people are not supposed to come in and change your vision. Okay. That's what's going on in so many different churches. And I'm going to say it, it's going on in so many different churches is because the pastors have a vision and it is up to you to help them achieve their vision. So many people come in and try to change the vision. And when they try to change the vision, it causes division. Okay? Which is separates people. Okay? If you are going to assist in your local church or where you know, your local faith-based place, wherever you go, you're going in to help the leaders achieve their vision. Achieve the vision that God has given them. You can't go in there and change it. It's not your job to go in there and change it. But like I'm saying to you, whatever plan or vision that you have, stick to it. Don't waver from it. All right? And finally, number 10, after you've done all that, believe that you are going to be victorious. Believe that when you have achieved your goal, that you have achieved victory. Because so many times we move in a defeatist attitude and we can't do that. You cannot move in a defeatist attitude. Now, even Jesus had to go up on the mountain to get wisdom, to get rested, to separate himself, to get clear vision. Okay? So sometimes you have to separate yourself from others so that you can get clear hearing of the vision that is going to be cast. But once you've done all that, once you've reassembled with the masses, understand that you must move in victory. You have to move in a victorious attitude in everything that you have. You've already won, team. You've already won the game. And that's not that can be equated to if you're still in athletics, if you're coaching athletics, or just in the way of life. You can achieve whatever you want to achieve as long as you walk in a mold and a mindset of victory. So if you don't understand anything that Coach Young has said to you today, understand that you are a victorious individual in the name of Jesus. You are a victorious individual in the vision that you're casting. You are a victorious person in the walk of life. Hey guys, my time is up, but I want to thank you for tuning in to Real Talk for Real People. Remember, you can catch me on Twitter or Facebook, and just know that I will be here every Monday to give you real talk, real content for real people. So I hope your week is blessed. And remember this, whenever you speak to anybody, just make sure to keep it real. I'll talk to you later.